God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 119. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
I say unto you, let my river flow today. Be as one who flows with my river, and be not an obstruction, saith the Lord. For I say unto you, I will do mighty things today, things that you know not of until you have left this place, saith God. For I am constructing a new thing in your life, saith the Lord. But flow with my river as my river flows, saith God. For I will bring deliverance in ways that you have not even known yet. For it is my power that will accomplish this, saith God. Flow with my river as it flows through this place this day.
Let your ears hear and your heart understand that the day of the Lord is at hand. Yes, the day of the Lord is at hand. And the things that now shall take place shall be things that you read about, that you pondered, that you thought on. For I have said in my word I would do nothing except I reveal it to you first through the prophets. Listen carefully to them. Flee from the false prophets, but cling unto the true prophets. Be not fooled by all the new religions that are springing forth, for they're only end time signs.
The outpouring of my spirit is great in these last days. Yes, even the anointing that is flowing, saith the Lord. And I have a command for my children, saith the Lord, to fill themselves up every day. For there is not a day that goes by that I do not pour out my spirit for my people. Be not stagnant, but be overflowing with my presence and with my spirit, saith the Lord.
Praise God, and welcome to all our listeners on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice as his watchman. I apologize to all my listeners for the Thursday night program broadcast on January 8th that did not air until about 10:50 p.m. Also for the repeated programs during the holidays. I sent the new programs out, but apparently they did not arrive on time to air. All this, my friends, was beyond my control. There was nothing that I could do to stop it from happening. Please pray with me that in the rest of January 09, things will go smoothly and the right programs will air and on time. Here is a clip now of a radio check that I have received.
Yes, I'm calling from Lafayette, Indiana. I've been listening to you on 3.185 here in Lafayette, Indiana. Your program just going off the air. I want to say I think you've had some real good information tonight, and I'm glad you're on there. I hope you can continue to stay on. Anyway, good program, and thank you, and God bless you. Good night.
Thank you, my friend. You have blessed me very much. Would you call in a radio check tonight? It is always a blessing to hear from my listener friends. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It will not cost much and takes less than 1 minute, as you heard, to record your state and how well you are hearing the program. Here is another radio check clip.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Jody again. I forgot to mention, I am in Ontario, Canada. Once again, I really appreciate your teaching, and it's keeping me well informed. You have another God bless day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brother Jody. I sure will have a blessed day because of your call. God bless you right back. Will you call in right now to my 24-hour voicemail recorder, or call as soon as you can? It's available 24/7, 365. I would appreciate the call, and you have my heartfelt thanks for letting me know that you are listening. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. 1-800-273-5663. If you do not want me to use your call on the air, just tell me, and I will not use it in that way. Now please listen to this message on the end of days that I preach, titled, This Is That. Remember that from the prophet Joel? The prophecy news behind the news reports will follow my message.
This is that. Now, everybody knows where this is that came from, don't you? Amen? If you've been in Pentecost long enough, all I got to do is mention this is that, and you know it's the prophet Joel. Amen? And it's Acts 2 where it does repeat that. Praise God. But this is that is said by the prophet Joel. How many times to you out there in radio land have I proclaimed on this program as God's chosen watchman, the last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Are upon the earth. I've said it so many times, I can't even begin to count the number of times that I said it. And why do I do that? I'll tell you, it's because this is that as spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days. This, what's happening all around the world events, is that, and it shall come to pass. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We've heard the prophetic word spoken, and it's come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not just talking about what's in the Bible now, because the last prophet didn't die with the last apostle. Prophecy didn't die.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2, and I'll prove it to you. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse 3, and it says, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And verse 4, and he shall judge, very important, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But that has yet to be accomplished. And it's coming, though, and it's coming fast. I want to say, too, that it also says in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 4, it says the same thing as I just read to you out of Isaiah. But Micah continues with verses 4 and 5 a little differently. Verse 4 out of Micah 4. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. All people, it says there, will walk in the name of his God, meaning God-like ones. If you really look that up, you'll find out that particular portion of it means God-like ones. But we are the remnant, the sons, who will walk in the name of God forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Forever. Praise God. Amen. See, to those who walk as God-like, or those who serve God-like men, who think themselves to be God. Don't you know? Don't you see the presidents and the kings of this world acting like God? It hasn't changed. There's nothing new under the sun. They're still doing that. But we realize who we are, for we shall walk in heavenly places with our Lord. Amen? Amen. We are the sons, the remnant of God forevermore. But to those, as I said, who walk like that God-like person, have a forever promise of walking not with God, but with Satan in hellish places. But those of us who love God will walk with Jesus in heavenly places. Amen? Now, I'm not going to be long here this afternoon. John chapter 6, beginning with verse 13:9. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again on the last day. But that day is not yet. It's a promise to Jesus, through the Father, that Jesus would lose nothing that was his. Amen? Nothing. Are you his?
Amen.
He's not going to lose you. He knows right where you are. You think that RFID chip knows right where you are? It doesn't compare with Jesus. Jesus knows right where you are. Amen? And that all his would remain to that last day. And I'm emphasizing that word that because this is that. And this is that as spoken by that prophet. And Jesus then said, John 6, verse 40, he says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at that last day." In the last days, the prophet prophesied that this was what was going to happen. Now, what is the mark of a true prophet? What is that mark? The mark is that his prophecies come to pass. Amen? Do we know that? That is the mark of the true prophet. Prophecies that come to pass. They come to pass just like they were spoken. And we know that this man of God, this prophet Joel, was a true prophet. Do we not?
Amen.
Amen? He was a true prophet. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith who?
The Lord.
The Lord. Amen. Not Brother Johnson, not Brother Evans, but the Lord. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, all flesh.
That's right.
Not just a little piece, not just a whole bunch, all flesh.
Amen.
All flesh. No flesh is going to get away with not being touched in these last days. No flesh. All flesh will be touched. I will continue in verse 17 there of Acts 2. I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall what?
Prophesy.
Amen. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. Verse 18. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those last days of my spirits, and they shall what? Prophesy. Now, listen out there in Radio Land. We're quoting scriptures to you here. We're not saying this is from anybody but God. You need to realize this is Bible. It's not Brother Johnson or one of these ministers you hear saying amen here. It's God. It's God. It's God. Amen. Men told you that it couldn't happen again, and we're telling you that God said it will. God said it will. It hasn't stopped. Men told you that prophecy and miracles died with the last apostle. Will you let me tell you something that they did not tell you? The last apostle hasn't died yet. I said the last apostle out there in Radioland hasn't died yet. You want me to prove it to you? Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. And he gave some what? Apostles? And some what? Prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what? The perfecting of the saints. For what? The work of the ministry. For what? The edifying of the body of Christ. Glory to God. Now, why do you think that the Bible says that if it's not so?
Amen?
Amen? If it's not so, why is it in the Bible?
Right.
What was the first office that I just mentioned? There was five offices there I just mentioned. The very first one was an apostolic office. Who gave it? He that ascended. His name is Jesus. He that ascended. His name is Jesus. Amen. What was the second office? My goodness, prophet. Oh my goodness. The second office was a prophet. If the church today can have evangelists and pastors and teachers out of this verse, why not apostles and prophets?
Amen.
Why not?
Amen.
Does God lie?
No.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man. The Bible says that he should repent. God doesn't lie. Who gave these offices? Jesus. Amen. Jesus gave them. I'm telling you. Acts chapter 2 and verse 19. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, fire, blood, and vapor of smoke. There are still signs upon the earth today. They tell us of the times that we live in. They are signs of the times. We're looking towards a period when these things that I'm reading to you right now are going to come to pass. Verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Do you hear me? Verse 21, and it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
They will be saved. They not might be. They're not maybe going to be. They will be. They will be. Amen. Who gave those offices? Jesus. What are they for? To edify the church. To do all the things that the church needs to do. To support the church. That's what they are. Amen? Those are supporting things. Those are the things in the church that support us. So we need to realize the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Are upon the earth. Do you realize that Jesus is coming soon? Do you realize the gates of hell, no matter what happens, the gates of hell will not prevail against that? Do you know that the time is now? We just heard it preached. We just heard it preached. Faith is now. We're looking for now faith. We're looking for faith now to believe the gospel because you haven't got much time left to believe it.
Right.
If you're out there and you don't believe the gospel, your time is short. Even the demons know it and they tremble. We're not here for anything else but to see souls saved and to tell you of the coming of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Amen. He's coming as not a little baby. He's already done that. He's not coming in a manger. He's already done that. He's not coming to Jacob, Pharaoh. He's already done that. But He's going to come, and when He comes, all eyes are going to see Him. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And He's coming soon. Don't wait. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth.
Amen.
And now, the prophecy news behind the news that I promised at the beginning of this program. Chorus call for the New World Order. In economic and financial desperation, leaders around the globe are openly calling for the creation of a New World Order, including prominent old guard members of the Trilateral Commission. Is the baby about to be born? It's not accidental that so many of the original members of the Trilateral Commission, all of whom are now well into their 80s, have returned to dance in the limelight once again. Everybody figures that these guys are just crusty and harmless old men. Watchman comment. The world is about to find out those crusty old elitists are not harmless. They are very dangerous. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, roadkill, sudden death for NAFTA highway plan. Tens of thousands of opponents to a NAFTA highway project that I reported on many times last year, by the way. Project that would have crossed Texas with a corridor the width of 4 football fields has been given good news by the state. The Trans-Texas Corridor plan is being dropped. Texas officials said after the concept was introduced in 2002, communities along the proposed transportation corridors raised numerous objections and concerns. The Texas DOT website said the preliminary basis for this decision centers on the review of nearly 28,000 public comments made on the issue. Watchman comment, I doubt that it is dead. It will pop up again under a new name. Just watch. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, the day of Christ is at hand. Continuing, military opposes Obama's pro-gay stance. A new poll by the Military Times found that a majority of active duty service members want to keep the don't ask, don't tell policy in place. Daniel chapter 11, verse 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all that. Watchman comment. That's speaking of the Antichrist. Will the Antichrist be homosexual? Continuing. Bank of England policymaker predicts unprecedented dollar collapse. The long-held assumption that U.S. assets, particularly governmental bonds, are a safe haven will soon be overturned as investors lose their patience with the world's biggest economy, according to Wilhelm Buter. Professor Buter, a former Monetary Policy Committee member who is now at the London School of Economics, said this increasing disenchantment would result in an exodus of foreign cash from the United States. The warning comes despite the dollars having strengthened significantly against other major currencies. Psalms 9, verses 19 and 20. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Continuing. Milwaukee OK's Gay Affirming School. My. An Illinois family advocate says she's stunned by the approval of what she believes is the first homosexual affirming middle school in the U.S. of A. The proposal for the Alliance School was approved unanimously by the Milwaukee Board of Education in late 2008. The school will serve Milwaukee's 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. Kids 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 years of age are confused enough on many issues. Sexuality is one of them. My. Watchman comment. This is a brainwashing indoctrination if ever I heard one, and the homosexuals claim they are born that way, yet this is a teach-it situation. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin of Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Continuing. Mexico, a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that rattled northern Mexico has produced a small separation of the peninsula from the continent, a Mexican scientist is saying. Though the earthquake was not related to the telluric movements reported in Indonesia, it generated a small peninsula separation. A great part of the peninsula continues to separate from the rest of the continent at a pace of 6 centimeters per year. Psalms chapter 9, verses 19 and 20 again. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Continuing. Barack Obama's Black Widow supercomputer will be watching you, your internet connections, your telephone conversations. Barack Obama will be in charge of the biggest domestic and international spying operation ever in history. Its prime engine is the National Security Agency, that's NSA, located and guarded at Fort Meade, Maryland, about 10 miles northeast of Washington, D.C. The NSA's colossal Cray supercomputer, codenamed Black Widow, scans millions of domestic and international phone calls and emails every hour. The Black Widow performs hundreds of trillions of calculations per second, searches through and reassembles keywords and patterns across many languages. Watchman comment, I have been saying this for a long time. This proves what the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has said. And I've told you and told you, they are listening in ways you know not of. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Continuing, government panic could herald dollar panic. One of the few things more troubling for an economy than government intervention is government intervention driven by panic. Time and time again, history has shown that when governments rush to engineer solutions to pressing problems, unintended difficulties arise. In the current crisis, there is growing evidence that Washington is in a state of increasing panic. Despite its massive cash injections, market manipulations, and rescue plans, the recession is clearly deepening and spreading. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. For the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. Continuing. Unemployment could get truly gruesome, analysis predicts. The job market was even weaker at the end of 2008 than earlier thought, according to new data that does not offer hope that the picture will brighten anytime soon. The report sent stock prices tumbling and boosted efforts in Washington to pass an economic stimulus package. Employers shed a seasonally adjusted 693,000 jobs in December, up from 476,000 in November. My. It was the largest decline in the 8-year history of the report, which used payroll data and statistical models to gauge the job market. Watchman comment. You know the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has been telling you that we are in a depression and not a recession. And now they're admitting it. Now they're saying that this is a depression. And you heard it first from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Acts chapter 13, verse 40. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of by the prophets. Continuing, melamine byproduct found in U.S. Nestle Good Start Supreme infant formula. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, spoke the truth that this would be found in American baby food formula. Here is a clip now of a radio check that I have received.
Yes, I'm calling from Lafayette, Indiana. I've been listening to you on 3.185. here in Lafayette, Indiana. Your program just going off the air. I want to say I think you've had some real good information tonight, and I'm glad you're on there. I hope you can continue to stay on. Anyway, good program, and thank you, and God bless you. Good night.
Thank you, my friend. You have blessed me very much. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in any way, please call or write and let me know. For your tithes and love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessings, please write Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, New York, just abbreviate that, NY, 13797, USA. That 24-hour voicemail number again is 1-607-201-5663. Don't forget, I need your help to keep the program you are listening to right now coming to you every week. I may need to cancel one in February, and your calls and letters help me decide which one is listened to the least. So that is the one I will drop, if I need to, as the funding just may come in at the last minute. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. That voicemail number again, 24/7, 365. Just record your call, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days, these times of the end. Until the next program, Mondays and Wednesdays, both at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and on Thursdays, an All Prophecy News program a little earlier at 10:30 p.m. Thursdays Eastern Time, Superstation WWRB 3.185.
Friend, don't allow yourself to go one more day without trusting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Those on the radio, those on the internet, today is your day of salvation. Don't let the day pass without accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord. Don't let the day pass without being a child of the kingdom. Feel the freedom, the joy, the pressure taken off by the Lord taking your burdens from you.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I salute you, my friends, in the love of Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Maranatha, my friends, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.